In 1985, Brian Stanley believed he was following God's will when he shot and killed a priest, lay minister, and parish custodian at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Onalaska. Although he pled guilty, the court ruled that the paranoid schizophrenic was legally insane, therefore not responsible for the slayings. La Crosse Circuit Court Judge Ramona Gonzalez ruled in 2009 that Stanley was fit to be released from the Mendota Mental Health Institute. Next month, the state appellate court will hear rare oral arguments to consider the La Crosse Tribune's request to unseal Stanley's release details, his address, release date, and how the court is measuring his compliance. It's balancing the public's right to know Stanley's present state for safety reasons and his right to privacy. Chris Hardy is the executive editor of the River Valley Newspaper Group, which includes a La Crosse Tribune. He says the release will set a precedent.
We're asking for some specific details in the Brian Stanley case. It does not mean that we're going to publish all of those details. We're asking for the right to ask for them, and I think that's the important part of this. We know where Brian Stanley lives. La Crosse isn't a large community. That isn't the issue at this point. The issue is the access and future access that we think is really important.
Stanley's mental status and treatment records were public leading up to his release. Judge Gonzalez is not able to comment on ongoing cases. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.